Welcome and welcome back, my kings and queens, my brothers and sisters. This is your girl Shanika L for those who are tuning in for the first time. So I'm going to come on here real quick before I have to go back in there. Yes. So I'm trying to do a series on a Proverbs 31 woman because a lot of us are waiting for our God-ordained spouse. But it is so important that we allow God to prepare us during this season of singlehood, meaning that we have to try to live out being a Proverbs 31 woman before we get married. Y'all, what the Most High God has been revealing to me, if God has called you to marriage, then you're already somebody else's wife. Even though that husband has not been brought to you as of yet, even though the Most High have not brought your husband to you as of yet, you are still to prepare yourself and get into the habit of becoming a Proverbs 31 wife. Okay, I just want to come on here real quick to say stay tuned. We will be discussing the characteristics and attributions of what is considered to be a Proverbs 31 woman, what the things that you can be doing in order to prepare yourself to become that wife that man is praying for. Glory be to God, because a lot of times we may be holding on to old beliefs, old mindsets. We may be holding on to old habits. We may be needed to learn new skills, learn new things in order to prepare for what that man is praying for. Glory be to God. So I just want to come on here real quick to let you all know, if God be willing, to look forward to these series. And I look forward to speaking with you all. To all my sisters, I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, God bless. Talk soon.